Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But maybe they'll get a guy who could break their man off the dribble, like a Zach LaVine. Let's talk to Casey Johnson, who covers the Bulls for the Chicago Sports Network. I'll see Casey Johnson. I remember you when the Warriors signed Otto Porter Jr. You were the first guy to say, hey, if he's healthy, he is a steal. And you know what? In that June, we were celebrating the championship and the parade down Market Street here in San Francisco as Casey Johnson joins us courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. How are you doing this morning?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Casey?
You got the one healthy season from Otto Porter Jr., so congratulations.
Milk the hell out of that one, Casey.
Exactly.
Hope you're doing well. As Casey Johnson again, he appears on the River Islands Guest Line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands of Lathrop? All right, a lot of noise around Nikola Vucevic and, of course, Zach LaVine. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly. I always blow it, and I know this every single day because I look at their media guy, but these two guys, what is it going to cost to get these two guys in a trade? Because I know the Bulls are notorious for being sticklers when it comes to trades. They're one of the more weirder teams to trade with. So what's going on with LaVine and Vuk?
You pronounced it correctly. It's Vucevic. The Bulls are in a weird situation because they obviously started dismantling this team last offseason with the sign-and-trade of DeMar DeRozan and then the trade of Alex Caruso to OKC for Josh Giddey. but they didn't go all the way. And so they're kind of still stuck in the middle. You know, they're 10th in the East play-in, and they've got to keep, they got to be one of the 10 worst teams to keep their first round pick, or else it goes to the Spurs. So they've been open for business pretty much all season. You know, Brooklyn obviously already got in on the board with some trades, with Schroeder to you guys and Finney Smith to the Lakers. Bulls, you know, have been pretty active from the start of the season in being out there talking to teams, but they, you know, the issue with both LaVine and Vucevic is they both make a lot of money, LaVine in particular. So they haven't been able to find a match. You know, as you guys know, things typically get more serious at this time of year as you get closer to the deadline. So we'll see. You know, you hear a lot of different you hear a lot of different stuff about the Warriors. You hear they're going to keep their powder dry and wait till the off season, and or you hear they might make a move and make take one last run. So all those cards will get played as we get closer to February 6th.
All right. So the important thing you said there was, the Bulls are actually incentivized to finish low because they'll keep their first round pick. Is that correct?
100%. I mean, they can't say that publicly. Management, obviously, for fans and things like that. But yeah, they're tired of being in the middle, and That's exactly where they are again.
Yeah, awesome. So that being said, not being in the front office, who do you think they would want on the Warriors roster? For any combination, whether it be LaVine, Vucevic, or the two of them together?
Well, I can tell you what they don't want. They don't want bad long-term money like most teams. So obviously you've got some expirings in Payton and Looney. So they want draft capital and good contracts. I mean, if you throw an intriguing young player in there, that's fine. But they've got eight guys on their roster and are 24. So they're set with the intriguing young players, although some of them haven't really been intriguing to this point, but that's another point. But so like they just, you know, they want to make a smart deal like most teams. And because they feel like they've got the two-time All-Stars, which both Vucevic and LaVine are, they can kind of hold firm right now. So that's where you're hearing like the Bulls are being weird because, right, you know, as you get, when you're this far out from the deadline, you can play a little bit of hardball now. Maybe as they get close to the deadline, those parameters move. They get a little more desperate, and they take on some bad money. I don't know the decision making process there, but that's typically how these things go. So we'll see. Like I said, I think over the next 2 weeks, you're going to see teams get a little more serious rather than the little dancing around that they're doing right now.
Casey Johnson covers the Bulls for the Chicago Sports Network. He's been covering them for a long, long time out there in the Windy City. So Coby White, I love. I know the Bulls are not going to move off of him. I love Coby White in that team-friendly contract. He's so good. But Zach LaVine, he's on a heater right now. In his last 10 games, I couldn't believe what my eyes saw. 29 a game, 6-5. He's shooting 47% from three in the last 10. Hell, he's shooting 45% on the season from the three-point line. Let's start with him, and then we'll get to Vuk. What would the cost be for him in terms of draft capital? Are they looking for players or just simply picks and moving off that contract for Zach LaVine?
Again, yeah, especially in LaVine's case, they'd want first round picks. I mean, he's a 2-time All-Star, and you know, he was hurt last year, had a bad year. You know, to me, he's in the All-Star reserve conversation this year. I mean, his shooting splits are ridiculous. He's an elite scorer. He obviously has a reputation of not being able to impact winning or play defense. Well, ask Warriors coach Steve Kerr about both those things, because he was an assistant on the Olympic team in Tokyo when Zach LaVine did both those things. He won a gold medal, and he was the sixth man and played defense on that team because they had enough scorers. So I've long been a pretty big and staunch Zach defender. I think he gets unfairly maligned a lot. He's grown as a leader. He's in a really great headspace. He's a father twice over now, and just, you know, really finding kind of his groove in the NBA. So the Bulls are going to ask high price. And as you guys know, like, this is stuff that bores people, and including those of us who cover the team. But like, with the new CBA, trades of Zach's contract size are really tough to pull off. They just are, because the aprons and the restrictions on there. So you know, and with Vooch, so with Zach, to answer your question, it'd be multiple first round picks.
Right.
With Vooch, I guarantee you they're asking for at least one first round pick right now. Again, whether that moves to a second round pick as we get close to the deadline, just to get off of him, we will see. But right now they're holding firm on first round picks.
All right, Casey, that's good stuff there. Maybe, just maybe, as the Bulls are in town tonight, Zach LaVine and Vuk, they could go get a hotel room. They stay in the Bay Area. Mike Dunleavy and company could work something out and get these two players because I know Warrior fans are desperate. But the price tag, and it feels like with Zach LaVine in that contract, the Bulls would have to take back some major money, right? Correct? I mean, to make the contracts match.
Yeah, and maybe you get a third team involved. I mean, again, the with the new CBA, contracts of Zach's size are tough to move. And by the way, I used that very joke with Vuk yesterday after practice in L.A. I said, you're just going to stay in Golden State tomorrow night? we'll see what happens.
How do they view that? Does Zach LaVine want to come back to the West Coast? Would Vuk, would they be interested in playing alongside Stephen Curry?
I mean, who wouldn't, number one? Here's what I would say. Like, these guys, they're both, you know, Zach's been in the league 11 years, Vuk's been in the league 14 years. They've both been traded before. Vuk from Orlando to the Bulls, Zach from Minnesota to the Bulls. They understand the business of basketball. I talk to these guys publicly, privately. They know what's up. They're committed to making the Bulls as good as they can be. They're committed to being professional. And if the trade happens, they'll be on board with that. That's just it. The veterans that have been traded and know the league, that's how they approach the trade deadline. And both those guys are in that headspace.
I'm glad you said it, Casey Johnson, because a lot of fans out here, and we'll let you go, but a lot of fans out here get on the owner, Joe Lacob, when he said, you know, trades are hard. And I try to explain that. Shasky tries to explain that. And here you are. You've been on the beat for so many years, especially with the new CBA. Trades are going to become more difficult because of all the money you got to match and teams not want to pay the tax and get to the first or second apron. So, yeah, it's going to be tough to pull off. Do you believe, before we let you go, that they will be traded before the deadline, Zach LaVine and Vuk?
I don't think Zach will be. I've been saying all along, I think Vuk is in a different uniform on February 7th. So we'll see how that plays out. Whether that's a Warriors uniform, you guys can call me back early February, okay?
Casey, man, you're always good to us, man. We always appreciate the time with you, brother.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Casey Johnson here on the River Islands Guest Line. Covers the Bulls for the Chicago Sports Network. So he believes Zach LaVine will remain in a Bulls uniform and Vuk will be in a different uniform. Maybe we'll tweet that out to the Warrior fans who are going crazy right now on social media about that.
Hey, it's Mark Schler of the Sinking Truth Podcast. The NFL playoffs are here, and I'll be breaking down every matchup as we get toward the big game. Join my co-host Mike Evans and I on the Sinking Truth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.